Templeton Gets His Wish by Greg Pizzoli. Templeton wanted his family to leave him alone. His mom was grumpy.
Scrub harder, Templeton!
His dad was cranky.
Clean up this mess!
And his little brothers were always taking his favorite toys. But then, Templeton had an idea. He would wish them all away. So he did something bad. Sneaky toes, little brother's piggy bank, and got something good in return. Then he wished on the magic diamond, and Templeton got his wish. His family was gone.
No more Templeton take a bath.
No more Templeton clean this up. No more Templeton share your toys. He was free. Templeton played. Templeton sang. Templeton lounged. Templeton did not clean up. Templeton did not take a bath. And Templeton did not have to share his toys with anyone at all. But after a while, the house seemed really quiet. And sometimes it was a little scary. There was no one to play with. And he was starting to think he might need a bath after all. Templeton was all alone. So Templeton wished that he had never wished his family away in the first place. He wished things were back to the way they had been before he ever got the magic diamond. And Templeton got his wish. And his mom ran to him with tears in her eyes and said, "You need a bath." And his dad embraced him in a big bear hug and whispered, "Clean up this mess." And soon his brothers had taken all of his favorite toys. Everything was back to normal. Templeton had wished for his family.
"Clean up your room, Templeton."
"Time for bed, Templeton."
And Templeton got his wish. The end.